exploration of acceptance, today we're going to look at failure. How can you bounce back from failure? How can you come back from a defeat, an error, or simply a lack of progress? In our lives and our sport, we've all experienced disappointment. It's true that some of them are more painful than others, and it takes us longer to get over them. But today, we're going to see that there is a process which will help you recover more easily, faster, and stronger. This process is similar to the program that we're exploring together. Be lucid, accept, and reconcentrate. We're going to begin with lucidity. Settle yourself comfortably on a chair, your feet flat on the floor, with your hands on your thighs or your knees, and your back upright, but not rigid. Close your eyes. Your back is upright, rising toward the sky. Of course, if you have back pain, you can place it against the back of your chair. But remember that the intention of the posture is to remain dignified. Dignified and flexible. Close your eyes and concentrate on the breath. You're going to inhale 3 times. Very deeply, raising your shoulders as high as possible each time. Inhale, raising your shoulders. And exhale, gently relaxing your shoulders. Control the movement. Inhale. Raise your shoulders. Then exhale. And a final time. Inhale. Exhale. Now, I'm going to ask you to recall a scene or an image that evokes defeat and failure. bring to mind a situation you've lived through, and which, for several hours or even several days, led you to reflecting on that situation. In other words, you repeated the match or whatever the situation was over and over in your head. You tried to understand what had happened and found yourself moping about this failure. Visualize the image as clearly as possible, in as much detail as you can. Colors, bodily sensations, odors, sounds. What emotions did you feel after this failure? Anger? Sadness? Incomprehension? Confusion? Disbelief? Put yourself internally, emotionally, back in that situation. And now I'm going to ask you another question. What can you change in that situation, in that failure? Can you go back and repeat the action or the match? It's not very likely. So the only way you can pass on to the next stage and stop the endless reflection is acceptance. Acceptance that you didn't give your best, that your adversary was stronger, that you were unlucky, that the referee made a mistake, that you're disappointed. Acceptance, because that's how it is, and rehashing the past doesn't help. In your head, repeat the following phrase. I accept this failure and everything that happened. I accept this failure and everything that happened. Now gently come back to the breath and concentrate on this idea of acceptance. Then gently open your eyes and feel the first sensations and emotions that come to mind. Are you more relaxed? Calmer? This session allows you to work on your perception of defeat and success. Some people only see sporting activities and competition as a case of win or lose. But it's possible to learn and make progress even if you don't win. In fact, you often learn more from your defeats than from your victories. So allow yourself to make mistakes. Allow yourself to be imperfect. Accept what happened in your last few competitions, even if the result or your behavior disappointed you. And once you've accepted it, direct your attention to what will happen in the future and what you can improve. If you prefer, you can do this session in writing. It's very simple. Describe the failure situation you've experienced. Then note down anything you can do to change or improve this situation. Then concentrate on the latter. Advance, practice, and make progress.